Hello, sports fans. This is Zach Newton coming to you from the Average Joe Sports Desk. We're right about to get Central Michigan University, the Dodging Chippewas versus the Miami, Ohio Redhawks underway. We've got about 10 seconds left before that one kicks off. Waiting on Alex Bowman to get back. I believe he is taking what you might call a piss. And we're also going to be joined in the booth during this one by Jack Attack, Jack Young, the captain of the DePaul Blue Demons. Should be an interesting episode of the Average Joe's podcast. We'll come to you once again live from beautiful Bowling Green, Ohio. About an hour south of Toledo, if you don't know where Bowling Green is. Beautiful town, nice city, lots of bars, a lot of liquor stores, just a lot of loose women and fast cars. It's a beautiful place here. The Miami team shout here. This one is about to get underway. It's going to be an interesting match. Yeah, we're good. Clock is good. 25 minutes to start this first half. It's going to be certainly going to be an interesting matchup here. Central Michigan, one of the fastest rising teams in college dodgeball, taking on the Miami Redhawks, a team that has been playing, I guess, for a few years that really is not really recruited well. They've struggled a little bit in that regard. That is an early out for the Redhawks. They're just now starting this one off. Score is nothing early. There was some crafty dodging there on a couple of throws. Do not know where Bomas is. I'd like to take this time to tell you that the Average Joe's podcast live brought to you by Pet Boys. Pet Boys, cars like us. People love us. Also sponsored by Domino's Pizza. If our pizza still sucks, don't eat it. And also brought to you today by the Average Joe's podcast, which is always presented by the Zapper Taxi. The only way to get home when you're smash faced in Bowling Green, Kentucky. But you're gonna give me a damn crazy amount of money in order to come up and pick you up wherever else you might be. Early in this one, looks like Miami keeping it pretty close here. Looks like it's tied 14-14 in this first point. I actually see a couple Redhawks walking that way. Looks like they're down to 11 men. Couple throws come whizzing into the sports desk. You can hear the impacts on the nets here. It's really just a testament to how hard these guys throw. I mean, we're talking upwards of 50, 60 mile an hour on some of these guys, sometimes even more than that. It's just damn frightening. Thank God that the kickballs wobble. Jack Young joining me in the booth. Don't know where Bomas is. We've lost him.
He wanders because he's... Can I say bad words?
Well, I mean, you were the first call-in interview to get a bleep in the history of Average Joe's podcast.
Well, you guys get bleeped all the time. So.
Yeah, but we're the hosts.
That's true.
I mean, I'm allowed to get bleeped, except for the last episode. I couldn't say the F word until after an hour had passed.
you had a limit on the F word.
There was an hour of F word free podcasting.
Do you need us to rough this one? How long until Saginaw has been?
So Alex Bowman's coming back to the booth. Young is taking his seat. There's a standoff occurring. Oh, and Young vacates. Bowman will rejoin me in the booth when he gets a moment. Lookout schedule posted on the nets. And I believe that Central Michigan takes an early 1-0 lead for the home team in this contest. Bowman, absent for the last nearly 4 minutes, has rejoined me. What you got for me, Alex?
Well, to recap the other games from this round, Grand Valley State University took care of Wisconsin Platteville 10-0. Ohio State University, as we discussed earlier, went down to beat DePaul University 4-1. Kent versus Western Illinois. Western Illinois picks up their first NCAA win, beating Kent State by a score of 5-1. And lastly, Saginaw Valley State versus EMU. Saginaw up 12-0 with under 4 minutes to play.
So that game is pretty well decided. They've got about 4 minutes left. They're actually waiting for them on court one. You know, the thing about dodgeball, we can't afford to pay referees. I mean, they're not even paying the media personnel at this one. So how can we possibly afford officials? So teams have to ref games when they're not playing. So we're waiting on Saginaw to finish in order to get this Grand Valley MSU game started.
No, it's just court three.
Meanwhile, right in front of us, though, a 2.5-minute point for Central Michigan. They go up 1-0. A little over 22.5 left in the first frame of this one.
pretty much a dominant effort by Central Michigan.
Looks like they got 9 out of the 10 dodgeballs. Start off by hitting team captain number 4, Boyd.
Tommy Boyd goes down early, and you can't afford to have that if you're Miami of Ohio. And a guy in the biker shorts issuing a couple of wordy dirds there. I believe he took a shot in the cash and prizes, if you will. Right in the old kibbles and bits.
Yeah, might need some cash to fix those prizes, but
yeah, he's gonna be hurting later when the social aspect of this tournament, which is something that's becoming rather rapidly known for, the social nature of this tournament begins to show itself.
And Central continuing to do work. You have six Red Hawks left, and I believe the full complement of Chippewas.
I believe all the Chippewas are still in on this point right now.
Nope. Finally lost one.
They lost one, but I don't look for them to sit out that long. The way this team is playing dodgeball right now, they are playing with some ridiculous fundamentals.
And a catch takes out number 7 for Miami, Ohio. Number 13 of Miami, Ohio gets hit. Number 55 gets hit. And lastly, number 69 for Miami, Ohio gets hit.
I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that is a perfect game. I think all 15 Chippewas were in. And all the Redhawks were eliminated. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Bomas, but I actually believe we just saw one of the first perfect games of this NCAA tournament.
I believe so. Not only that, we're seeing Miami Ohio do work in exceptionally short order, scoring 2 points in under 4 minutes.
Yeah, this one could be a long day at the office for the Redhawks. They actually scored that point just barely over a minute. Barely over a minute. This could be a really long day at the office for the Red Hawks. So we're back underway here. 21 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first half, and Central Michigan is all but hulking out on the Red Hawks at this point, 2-0. You know, I mean,
what's
carry on. Alex.
What's disappointing me about Miami's play is that they have guys who have dodgeballs, but they'll stay on the baseline when they have people in front of them. If you have a blocking ball, you need to advance far enough so you can protect your teammates. The only exception to that being if you're looking to get someone as part of a counterattack. They throw, you charge them down. And we saw, I believe, number 33 from Miami, Ohio try that earlier to no success, but the thought was there.
You know, Miami just really, they've got a couple guys, like you said, with game experience, but other than that, they're a pretty inexperienced team.
Well,
you can see them, you know, they're not really playing, you know, they're playing like schoolyard dodgeball. You know, they're not throwing as a team. They're not catching that well.
Well, when you have these new teams with these low numbers, you don't get much of a choice in who to take with you. It's a matter of trying to coach them up into a respectable group. Meanwhile, Central brings up 4 or 5 in quick succession, takes number 33 out with multiple shots to the back. Red Hawks down to 3 players. Central with
looks like 11, I think. Yeah, there's 4 Chippewas over here on the sideline next to the officiating area. So, I mean, this is just, you know, it's just like
a couple of nice defensive maneuvers by number 2 from Miami, Ohio.
Yeah, they, you know, these are the couple of guys that have game experience that are good defensive players. Believe them. Wow. That was a sizzler, ladies and gentlemen. You heard the impact, I'm sure.
Last man standing from Miami of Ohio, number 88 on the far sideline. He's got plenty of dodgeballs, but very few friends to help him out.
Very crafty dodge.
Couple of throws miss. 88 charges to midcourt. Looking for a target. Gets caught by number 40 for Central Michigan.
So they pick up that win. That's another point for CMU. They've scored 3. In less than 6 minutes. This is an astounding display of dodgeball right now.
I don't know that people were expecting this, but Central Michigan might find themselves in contention for top seed if they continue at this pace. 6 minutes, 3 points. You're talking somewhere around 15, 20 to nothing. That may be all it takes to get them to number 1 seed going into Sunday.
But you know, at the same time, do they really want to keep playing that hard? I mean, they're up 3-0 now. That's almost in terms of the game of dodgeball, that's almost, you know, an insurmountable margin already. And if they keep, you know, playing the way they're playing, there's not gonna. Hello, Adam. There's not going to be Adam Martin appears at the Average Joe Sports Desk. There's not going to be a whole lot that they can... There's not going to be a whole... There's not going to be a whole lot that they can do to come back Miami, I mean, here. You know, what are they... They're going to struggle, I feel like. And if they keep struggling, as a couple balls come flying in at the desk...
The April postseason tournament is a difficult time to start learning basic dodgeball fundamentals, such as that one, just as number 77 got hit. The fundamental to learn, don't screen your teammates. He got blocked by a Red Hawk who stepped out of the way just in time to get hit.
You know, they are certainly, you know, Miami, I mean, putting on a valiant effort, but this one is just going to get lopsided real quick.
Oh, I have a feeling at that point you might see Central put in some of the less developed players on their 20-man roster and just let them have some fun, try and learn a few things against an opponent they don't necessarily know.
Valuable game experience. You know, you can't, you know, it's like we said earlier, your freshmen should be sophomores at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a year through a season of dodgeball. You know, I mean, Western, I know, because they're so far south. We don't play that many games. You know, we played, I think, 5 games this season. You know, whereas your Michigan teams have played, you know, 10 or 11, if not more than that. So, I mean.
A nice shot by number 10 from Miami of Ohio on the near sideline. Makes about a 20-foot throw and hits the Chippewa square in the shin.
It's an excellent fundamental throw. But you've got to. Like I said, you've got to be playing with game experience at this point. You can't have your first appearance on the dodgeball court being in the national tournament. You're going to be, you know, just years behind.
Well, at the same time, it gives a very clear picture of where you're at in comparison to the other teams in the group.
But, yeah, it shows you really which teams are building for the future.
If you ask Central players to be honest with you, and most of the time they are, if you ask them what Miami of Ohio looks like, the answer is probably going to be us 3 years ago. They have developed so well in terms of teamwork and communication that they have done so much. It's very impressive to see.
You know, I mean, you can't necessarily fault Miami captain Tommy Boyd, who, you know, threw a beautiful ball there that trailed right into a Chippewa player and he made the catch. You can't fault Tommy Boyd. I mean, he's, you know... You can't make people love dodgeball at a university. There's only so much you can do. And I mean, boys trying, and this is trouble. Mike McCarthy winds up,
and a catch got made by number 10.
Catch. McCarthy drops a catch. He's one of the higher profile Central Michigan players. Got the Mohawk. Great catch by a Miami player. Miami now on the offensive a little bit. Slides clear of that one. Did he get clear? No, he did not. 19 minutes left in this one. This one could keep getting uglier. A sizzler comes in, but another catch by the Redhawks. Miami, you know, not playing necessarily pretty dodgeball, but they're still playing. I believe that is another point. The Redhawks go down now 4 points, 4-0. You know, I mean, they are. This is just really getting. This one's just really getting out of hand, I think, and it's only going to keep getting worse, I feel like.
Well, the question becomes, what is Central's plan to do for the remaining 45 minutes? Do they keep trying to pound them? Just look for more highlight reels that they can check back into their mental file drawer? Do they focus on catching? Do they focus on teamwork? This is a good chance to scrimmage and figure out what sort of combinations you want to use or what sort of playing style you want to develop while not worrying too much about seedings, about victories, about anything like that.
You've got to come out and get ready for tomorrow because you know Central is going to be a competitive team.
You didn't even know where you were sitting? I'm in the middle of a game.
So they need to really focus in on what they're going to do tomorrow. Right now... I think it looks like that they have balls and they're still attacking. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if they tire themselves out with this relentless offense that they're still playing in this one, despite being well ahead. Mm-hmm. Seems like Miami kind of trying to slow the action down when they possess a majority of the balls. However, you see some pump fakes from a couple of the Miami players occasionally.
Probably a tactic they picked up from watching Ohio State earlier today.
Yeah, the you see a guy, you hesitate a little when you're running in a throw when you see the throwing motion happening, even if you don't see a ball in his hand, just because when you see that motion, you're used to a kickball coming flying at you at well over 60 miles an hour. So it's something that definitely, I think, strikes a little bit of fear in you.
Meanwhile, at court one, Grand Valley seemed to do some decent work against the Spartans. I believe I only see about three or four Michigan State players left, with about 10 Lakers on the court.
Yeah, it looks like on court one, things are probably going to continue going Grand Valley's way in this one. You know, I think a lot of people would like to really hear what exactly is the secret to the Grand Valley success story. You know, what is it that they do there to build this dodgeball dynasty that that other teams haven't been able to replicate? Meanwhile, some from Michigan has picked up another one that's now 5-0. We are a little over 18 minutes left in this one. Central Michigan just raining points down on...
I think people expected Central Michigan to win. I don't think they expected them to win quite this badly. At the rate they're going, they'll probably have the number one seed locked up.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge boost to their point differential. You know, they're...
Is this in the second period or is it in the first?
They are all but hulking out at this point on the Miami of Ohio Redhawks. And unless Miami all of a sudden just explodes, this one's probably going to keep getting uglier. What else? Have we started any other game threes besides Grand Valley? I don't believe so. So right now the action in the tournament at large, kind of in between games on half the court. Look out, folks. That one came whizzing right into the sports desk. Thank God for these safety nets that Perry Fieldhouse has here. Definitely doing us a great service.
It's not like you guys have to do it.
It's certainly something nice to have. Certainly an intriguing use of hockey pads there by one of the Michigan State players. I feel like we'll cover them a little later on. Hold on, we've got a man down here. Stop the clock on this one. We've got what looked like a headshot. 69. We missed it. One of Miami's players has gone down. He's back up. You can hear the claps from the audience, but he took a thorough rocking there. He's still clearly a little shaken on that play.
That is the unfortunate byproduct of what happens when you play a very good team and you're not used to those cross-court shots or the high-speed throws that some of their guys may be able to muscle home.
The cross-court shot, especially at this level of dodgeball, when you're playing a team like Central Michigan or Grand Valley or a Saginaw, maybe even some of the bigger arms on Western, a cross-court headshot can be devastating, especially when you don't see it coming or you turn right into it. You know, there's nothing you can do as the on the receiving end of that. It's ugly and it hurts and you hate it, but I mean that's just, you know, that's the game of dodgeball, especially at this, you know, extremely high level that the Central Michigan Chippewas are playing at right now.
Not only that, the cross court shot is where you see more of your technically sound players. They tend to know when a screen is forming. They tend to know how to shape their shot. I'm not going to go to the point to call it artistry, but it takes a lot more technique to do effectively than, say, someone who's able to throw 65, 70 miles an hour.
Oh, certainly it does. To be to have the truly accurate shot is certainly, you know, you won't go so far as to call it artistry, but I think I might. I think there's an art form to that cross-court shot
because you're in the center of the action. You know, there's nowhere to turn if you miss. So these guys that have made, you know, a habit of the shot are really doing great work with it. And, you know, it's the unfortunate byproduct that every once in a while a ball gets a little high on you and you hit somebody in the head. But, I mean, that's part of the game. So we're 17 and a half minutes through this one. It's now 5-0 after the timeout there.
Tom Boyd on the left sideline past midcourt. He's eyeing three Chippewa blockers. Lets one sail, gets easily blocked by the Chippewas who quickly run up to a counterattack.
Tommy Boyd made an awesome catch there, though, from about 5 feet. Tried to throw the ball in on the shins, and Boyd got down on it and made a catch. I almost turned that into a three-player swing by getting another Chippewa out on the rebound.
And a nice team catch by number 10 from Miami, Ohio.
Great play. I think the other guy could have actually made the play on it, but number 10 came up and made sure. Came up and made sure that the catch was going to happen.
Meanwhile, 5 Redhawks left on the stage, about 14, 15 Chippewas. Make that one less as a mishandled catch sends a CMU player to the sideline.
Ball deflected there, a couple of deflections by Central.
And a catch by 77 brings in number 33 from Miami, Ohio.
You know, I'll say this about Miami. They may not have the arm strength of some of these other teams, but their catching is certainly very impressive. They're whenever there's a catchable ball, they make the play on it. And these Chippewas certainly not taking it easy on the throw speed.
No. I think they've got their eye on that number one seed, and frankly, the way this is going, I don't blame them.
Oh!
33 cross-court shot.
I believe that came in on a backhand throw, too.
He dodged a couple that came right by him, spun around just in time to see what was coming at him.
Yeah, not in time to get out of the way of it, though, and he takes a just brutal headshot right to the side of the face.
Couple more cross-court shots, and I believe number 13 from Miami, Ohio, is out, leaving number 10 and number 88 left. 88 on the right sideline. He's advancing. He has the dodgeball in hand. Gets thrown cross-court by Chippewa.
What a
hit and retaliation.
I believe he actually got out of the way of that one and actually hit a Chippewa with what looked like a long snap. Whoa! Dear sweet heaven, that one came into the booth.
What was that?
That was a dodgeball.
That was McCarthy. That
Mike,
is what he does.
Mike McCarthy could be the hardest thrower in college dodgeball. Sweet Lord, I can't wait for you guys to be able to hear that that explosion that just happened in front of us.
I think they switched him out for Madison Ball.
Central Michigan took another one. They're up 6-0 with just under about 44 left in this one. Central Michigan is just crushing. 6-0. 6-0 right now. This is really a vulgar display of power by the Central Michigan Chippewas. This one really just getting out of control. And I feel like, you know, the way this is going, it's only going to get worse. All right, I would like to take this lull of the action to thank some of our sponsors. Once again, Domino's Pizza. If you can find pizza better than ours, then don't buy ours. Also, Pep Boys. It's Pep Boys. Cars like us. People love us. And lastly, today's action is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. That's Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine. Back in this one, Miami of Ohio already down early again in this point. The 7th point of this first half. As Central Michigan is just... It's almost awful to watch here, folks. It's really kind of unfortunate just how bad this is getting.
Yep, for Central Michigan, this looks to be pretty much a shooting gallery for them, and they've still got another 40 minutes or so to some target practice. Meanwhile, Miamiville, Ohio, looking to get at least a shot clock going on for Central Michigan. Central Michigan holding most of the balls.
Number 88 made a very quick catch right there. Throws at McCarthy's crowds, but he misses. Not,
Mark McCarthy just has, I mean, he is a just a rocketized animal. That right hand is something. You can see him sizzle one in there. He'll take that kill. I mean, he blew the doors off the office here, the Average Joe Sports Desk. This one once again slipping, another point slipping away from Miami.
So, say you're the Miami, Ohio captain. You guys are down like 6 or so points. You still got 40 minutes to play. The guys are throwing at you well over 60 miles an hour. What do you do? What do you tell your guys? What do you want to improve on?
Well, I mean, at this point, you've just got to keep, you know, you've got to keep going out there. You know, you can't start playing, you know, you can't lay off, I guess, just because they're down. Because, you know, you've got to, you're going to play again tomorrow. You know, you're already down 0-2. So, you know, you're already probably looking at a lower seed anyway. So I say maybe for the rest of this one, lay off. I don't know who their third game is.
It would be Ohio State.
See, they've got Ohio State. See, they've got a rough go of it. You know, they're probably looking at winding up 0-3 after pool play. You know, because this one's obviously, there's not going to be a whole lot they can do about it. You know, so I mean, at this point it's almost like, it's almost really, you don't want to play damage control, but at the same time you've got to.
Well, it's not so much damage control, but you have 37 minutes left in the game total. You got some time to work against a really good team. I wouldn't advise catching because these guys are brutal today.
Yeah, the arms of this team are really something else. But you can't quit playing, you know, offensive dodgeball.
But the problem. Oh, and a headshot takes out number 13 for Miami, Ohio.
Mike McCarthy with a catch that ends another point.
He was out basically 7 ways from Sunday.
The massacre just continues here. Central Michigan goes up. 7-0. You know, if you're Miami, Ohio, I don't know what you can do here to stop the bleeding.
Well, for one thing, they need to start teaming up into small groups, 3 or 4 players. Right now, I'm seeing a team of about 11 or 12 individuals. I need a team that's an actual team, a group, unified. I'm just not seeing it out of Miami so far. But if they do manage to start working those 3-4-man groups, there's a definite possibility that they could get some momentum. Maybe not necessarily enough to take a point, but enough to feel good about themselves in taking down Central just a peg.
Yeah, you know, at this point, there's not a whole lot you can do to stop the bleeding, but you've got to at least make a concerted effort. So, point 8 of this one underway. And it just keeps on getting worse here. Mike McCarthy, you might go and join us in the booth real quick since you're taking a point off.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Mike McCarthy here for a mid-game interview. Mike, what exactly was this throw with the orange over here at the desk about? Were you trying to send a message?
Maybe a little bit. You know, you got some of these kids that come out here, and I mean, I'm all for having fun and having a good time, but showboating is a different story. I don't know if I really agree with that stuff. I mean, you got some guys in this league that love to do it, but then. Other guys shouldn't be doing it at certain times, so this gets a little riled up.
Have you
up.
Put a radar gun on that throw of yours yet at this point in the season?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for this Bowling Green radar gun I'm hearing about, so I can't wait for that, but that'll be later on in the day.
Yeah, I'm interested after what sounded like a shotgun blast over here in front of us. I'm really, really interested to see exactly. There's another one. You know, I'm really interested to see exactly what the reading on that kickball that came flying at the sports desk was.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what I throw, you know. I was playing baseball in high school. Would love to see what I throw a dodgeball at. But we got a lot of guys that actually want to see throw. So, it'll be interesting to see what everybody comes out with.
Certainly some well-developed arms. The combat roll there, very impressive. Certainly some well-developed arms.
All right, and another thing is, you got these guys that come out here, and it's surprising. Some of our arms didn't even play baseball in high school. We got a kid who's 6'4". He probably throws about I'd say an 85 mile an hour baseball, but he never played baseball a day in his life. So it's very surprising to see some of these athletes that come out of nowhere. So.
Well, it certainly is. Mike, you got another point here. You guys pick up another one, 8-0 with 10 minutes left in the first. I guess you're pleased with how it's going.
We're pleased with how it's going, but nothing against Miami. We like Miami a lot, so trying to keep it competitive for our team for the rest of the day so we can go into Sunday looking at a good spot. So
that's what I like to hear. Mike McCarthy, it's a pleasure. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you very much. Sure. Sorry, I'm a little sweaty right now.
It's fine.
I'll see you later.
Sure, we'll see more of you later today. Mike McCarthy of Central Michigan, one of the hardest throwers in the National Collegiate Dodgeball Association. Ladies and gentlemen, don't want to write this in, but we are right at 10 minutes left, 35 minutes left of dodgeball, and this one is not getting any prettier. So in lieu of keeping up talking about it, we are going to save our voices and sign off on this one. Central Michigan wins it in a landslide. Up right now, 8-0. With a little less than 10 minutes in the first half. For the Average Joe's podcast, live from Bowling Green, Ohio, in the Perry Fieldhouse of the National Collegiate Dodgeball Association National Championships, this is Zach Newton for Alex Bomas. We'll see you back in a little bit for Western Kentucky University and Grand Valley State University, live from Court 1.